The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
True confession for you to start the program. Hi, friends. It's Scott Henin here, along with Todd Mitchell, hosts of the program we call What's on Your Mind from the studios of 550K Fire, the voice of the Northern Plains, Bismarck Mandan, and the Flag family, AM 1100, the Flag, Fargo Moorhead, as well as KTGO in Tioga, the big 910 AM, KCJB in Minot, and booming all the way up to the Canadian Honkers, by golly, and all parts east and west and south, as well as KLTC and Dickinson. The true confession is I didn't want yesterday's show to end. Todd, you and I were sort of bystanders to what I thought was just, you know, a wonderful opportunity to hear from folks, which is why we love doing this show, because we get to find out what's on your mind. And there's a lot of noise out there, you know, whether it be Adrian Peterson or you know, the circus at the NFL or, you know, just in general, a lot of crazy things that are going on right now.
Circus, that's a pretty accurate word, isn't it?
Exactly. It's a bit of a circus out there right now. But I think there's, you know, the safety and security of us, our kids, our grandkids, future generations, I think trumps everything, right? And it was really heartwarming to hear opinions from all perspectives, all spectrums, yesterday on the program. So if you felt like you didn't get to say your piece yesterday, feel free to join us today and answer that question. Are you war weary? Do you want to see ground troops committed in the battle against these evil terrorists known as ISIS or ISIL or whatever you want to call them? By the way, did you hear about the Australian plot that was thwarted?
No.
This is unbelievable. So they get some intel, and they stop at the 11th hour a plot to randomly pull people off the street in Australia and behead them.
Oh, man.
They had a plan. This is ISIS. This is, again, the folks that want an Islamic State to terrorize Australia by literally just randomly pulling people off the street and beheading them, all while videoing it. So if that doesn't wake you from your slumber, I don't know what will. And if you're naive enough to think, you know what, it doesn't matter to us, let's stay out of somebody else's business, then I pray for you. That's all I know. That's all I know, because I'm telling you, this must be taken seriously. And what was heartwarming yesterday is to hear veterans especially, who have the most skin in the game, bar none, parents of children, active duty, guard, and reserve, and average, everyday North and South Dakotans, Minnesotans, and Montanans saying, you know what, we got to do this. We got to do it. The saddest thing I heard was someone that said, I don't want to do it, even though I've been there as a veteran, even though I have a son who's in the armed services. I don't want to do this. I don't want him to do it. Do you know why I don't want him to do it? I don't trust this government. I don't trust this Pentagon. I don't trust this president to not tie his hands there. So we got to wait it out. That was the saddest call I've taken on this radio program in a long, long time.
Yeah, no doubt.
Mostly because it was hard to argue with the fella. It was hard to argue that he didn't have a legitimate concern and fear. Anyway, we'll continue a little bit today on that topic. Veterans go to the front of the line. But all voices certainly welcome today on the program. Do you want combat troops? By the way, the president reiterated again last night, nope, not. Well, we continue to ramp up an effort to build clinics in West Africa. Not to minimize Ebola. I believe that threat is real. I don't believe it's the work of the United States Armed Forces in the way of ground troops conducting themselves as disease police. Sorry. I don't think anybody woke up, read the headlines when they saw the Ebola crisis and say, you know what, I'm going to go down and talk to my guard recruiter. I want to serve. I bet that didn't happen one time. But you know what did happen after 9/11? A whole lot of folks said, send me. We have an all-volunteer force. We more often than not, especially in North Dakota, meet every recruiting goal and target. The question is how we are using the greatest fighting force on the face of the earth. Should we go? Should we do this? Is the current way of thinking that, by the way, is a Republican, a Democrat, a Libertarian, a liberal ideal, that we are war-weary, therefore we ought not commit ground troops, we ought not put our troops on the ground. That's what the politicians think because of you. You can turn that around with your opinion, in my view. Also on the program today, we've not spent as much time as we should have on Facebook, but not on the air, talking about this legal group now that has joined the fight over a Newtown youngster. The legal group, of course, saying the child's rights have been trampled, Todd. Absolutely trampled over the school, saying no, you can't sit down during the pledge. You know, that's a disturbance, isn't it? Anyway, and of course the legal groups who love to do this. I contrast with the story in Mexico. Did you see that? Where they're standing up for their flag in Mexico? It's a neat story. We could learn a little from Mexico. In my view, free speech is important, but reverence for that flag and what it stands for also ought to be equally important, in my view. What else? Heidi Heitkamp, I think the school's right. Chris, I wanted to know who's right. We're asking that question. I think the school's got it dead on right. Oh, you're asking me to ask the audience. Yeah, we're asking this on Facebook. Who's right? Sorry, Chris. That's why we have a producer, right, Todd? He keeps us on task. Who's right? Heidi Heitkamp is in some measure of trouble. Because she was using erroneous information from an NDSU rail study to further her argument about the damage being done economically to growers because of the logjam of rail traffic, and used it repeatedly after being warned the study was flawed. This is a big, big boo-boo. This is an attorney. This is a former attorney general. This is someone that knows better. This is, I would say, the closest thing to a political scandal that has come anywhere within a block of Senator Heidi Heitkamp and her office in recent memory. We're going to talk a little bit about that today on the program as well. Guests today on the show will include Doug Goring, who's a candidate for Ag Commissioner, wants to be reelected to that post. By the way, we repeatedly invite his opponent, Ryan Taylor. And so far, I've had very limited access to Ryan Taylor, although we'll give him credit. He's here more than Heidi Heitkamp. He's more than George Sinner, who are flat out avoiding our listeners, which I just like to make you aware of. You just need to know that. We invite them regularly. We want you to hear all sides on this program. And we'll also chat with North Dakota Senate Majority Leader Rich Wardner next hour to talk about his package unveiled to assist western North Dakota, really all of North Dakota, on oil impacts with some early funding in the legislature, a very bold, big plan. What do you think of it? We're going to ask you about that today as well. Okay, let's get to the phones. John and Minot on KCJB. What's on your mind, John?
I want to talk about this ISIS thing. I'm a veteran in Desert Storm. And you know what? If we're going to send troops over there, which I'm not totally against, I'm not totally for it because it's really not our fight. But at the same time, it is our fight because they beheaded one of ours. You know, if we're going to send troops over there, let them do their job and then let's come home. Let's not make this a 25-year war.
I agree. It doesn't need to. And by the way, it doesn't need to be nation building, right? Because they're trying to build a nation. They don't have a nation. It's not like you go into Iraq and you take out Saddam Hussein and then you got to be there until the country stood back up so that there isn't a vacuum filled by the bad guys. These guys are everywhere. And I got to ask you one question though, John. When you say it's not our fight, I'm going to give you a scenario that what was planned in Australia. Say it was planned for the United States, and by the way, you know it is. It absolutely is. It's just a matter of time when they come across the border and pull this off here. All Australia would be is a test run for the United States, okay? So say they pulled that off in Australia or the United States, where they randomly pull people off the streets and behead them to terrorize us. Would it be our fight then?
It would be, but I think we should go in as backup forces, not as an initial force.
So you want some other country to lead? You want some other country to lead?
If they bring it to us, let's take it right back to them. Let's give it to them this time, and let's quit playing games. If we're going to go over and have a war, Let's go over. Wipe them out, stamp a U.S. flag in the ground, take their oil, take their commodities, and let's come home.
Yeah, the problem is John Kerry's the Secretary of State, and before him Hillary Clinton, and they have this idea that by George Bush carrying a big stick is somehow the reason they all hate us, which is it's the most naive foreign policy on earth. So to go in there and get it done and be tough would somehow, in their mind, not mine, in their mind, advance this idea that we're the big bad United States of America, which I think is ridiculous when we're taking out people who are beheading people just because they have a different religion than they do. And I think what I hear you saying, John, if they take it to us, then we're okay to take it to them. My question is, should we wait? I mean, do we wait for that Australia deal to happen here? Do we wait for that? I'm with you. Get in there, show them who's boss, get out of there. You don't got a nation build. Right or wrong, you tell me at 800-228-0550 on What's On Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Clean never sleeps. Not at the North Dakota Truck Wash. Stanley, North Dakota on the truck bypass just south of the Pinnacle there. Megan's on the phone. What does 24-7 service mean for truckers, Megan?
Yeah, absolutely. We are open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Our shortest wait times are during the evenings, anytime after 8 p.m. and anytime before 8 a.m. is the best time to come and get your truck washed.
All right, so no waiting. 24-7, no appointments necessary. Just come on in and they'll get you in line at the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
My favorite thing in the whole world is hearing a mallard hen in the background at sunup on a cold, clear day. Hunting with your dog, to me, is half of being out there. That's what they live for. Most waterfowlers would say that it isn't about shooting. It's about tricking them. I want the customer to know that I truly want them to have a successful hunt. I'm Wayne Salem, and I'm one of the waterfowl experts at Shields.
Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
Guys, do you love beef jerky, but you're tired of the same old gas station and grocery store brands? Then you need to check out MeatTaffy.com. That's MeatTaffy.com. It's the absolute highest quality premium guy candy, and it's shipped right to your home. Go to MeatTaffy.com and check out their premium thin-cut jerky straight from the heart of Kentucky. MeatTaffy.com. High-quality premium guy candy shipped right to your door. Check out MeatTaffy.com.
I had a call on the radio the other day. Somebody said, there's no such thing as affordable housing in the Bakken. I said, you haven't been to Frontier Village, Stanley, North Dakota. It's 3 blocks north of the Cashwise, north of Highway 2, west edge of Stanley. Affordable housing. We're talking an average down payment of about $5,000. We're talking somewhere in the neighborhood of $1,000 a month, and you own a home. That's affordable housing. Right between Williston and Minot, you couldn't get better than this. Schedule your appointment for a personal tour. Leave a message at 701-628-1215. Frontier Village.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
So I have to do TV tonight? Do they know that I have a face for radio? Todd, didn't you give them the memo? I have a face for radio. I just, you know, we're going to scare off every listener in the valley that watches KXJB, Channel 4, that Point of View show with Chris Berg at 6:30 tonight. They asked me to come on and talk about AP. I want to do an AP-free day. I guess we'll do AP-free day on the radio, hopefully. And then I could talk about it tonight. question, should he be able to play or not? Did the Vikings do the right thing? We're talking about Senator Heitkamp and the NDSU rail study and that controversy. Not good for Senator Heitkamp. Check out the Say Anything blog. Rob Ford did a fabulous TikTok on the story yesterday that really brings you inside. He's got the emails. It's a whole bombshell. SayAnythingBlog.com. And it's amazing how many times Rob Ford, as a one-man, breaks news. Comparative news organization, 20, 30, 40 people in their company. It's phenomenal. Anyway, it's a story you ought to check out. And then we're going to talk about the surge funding for the West as well, which I think is a great start on great leadership from Rich Wardner. I know the House leadership has been out there. I mean, this is not an East versus West deal anymore. This is Republican leadership from the governor, from the House majority leader, from the Senate majority leader on meeting the needs out there and getting ahead of this. It's great. We're going to talk with Rich Wardner about that, but it'll also be a topic tonight. 6:30 point of view. I'll put it up on our Facebook page so you can watch it online if you're outside the KXJB viewing area. Roger, driving a truck, listening on 550 K-Fire. What's on your mind, Roger?
Hey, how's it going?
I'm
a little curious on with Heidi Heitkamp because I know that here a week or two ago there were 40-some-odd Democrats that voted to repeal the First Amendment, and I'm just wondering if she was one of them.
She was. Yep, she was. And we really haven't followed that story on the air. I'm glad you brought it up, Roger, but... I had a conversation with a couple members of the Senate that said, Scott, do you understand? One of them was John Hoban at the football game on Saturday, but I'd gotten a call from another Midwestern senator who I won't name, but said, do you understand how significant this legislation that Harry Reid rammed through is in the way of literally upending the Constitution? They called it campaign finance reform, but it was an assault on the Constitution and free speech in a big, big way. Roger, you're exactly right.
Well, when they repeal the right of freedom of speech, they're also repealing the right of freedom of religion. And the whole thing is, it's just crazy.
It is. And, Chris, we should dig into that because, that... We know the mainstream media is not going to cover that. The newspapers aren't going to cover that. The traditional media will not. We really should. And as I say, we've just been jam-packed. I was aware of it. Didn't get a chance to bring it up. Glad you did, Roger. And we'll do a little dig in there because people ought to know about that vote. No question about it. Absolutely.
I appreciate it, man.
Thanks, Roger. You as well. And by the way, look, I like Senator Heidi Heitkamp. I genuinely do. She is a nice person. But I'm telling you, she takes her marching orders from Harry Reid. There's no doubt about it. And you only need to look at an industry that she claims to support wholeheartedly. That's the coal industry. All right? There is so much uncertainty in our coal industry right now. These poor folks are crushed under uncertainty. And it's all at the hands of the EPA and Congress. Harry Reid won't call a vote because he doesn't want his members to be in the position of having to choose which side they're on before the November election. Meanwhile, an industry is twisting in the wind. Jobs in North Dakota are in peril. Now, Heidi Heitkamp does a very good job of saying, I support that. I'm with them. I'm for the industry. But lifts not one finger to ask Harry Reid to call a vote so they'd have some certainty. Because we could defang the EPA with some of the legislation that has passed the House that is in the graveyard known as Harry Reid's office over in the U.S. Senate. One person could affect change, Heidi Heitkamp, if she got up on her soapbox and said, Harry Reid, enough. I'm for coal. Joe Manchin's for coal. We got other Democratic members for coal. You will call a vote on this. She won't do it because she's taking her orders from him. That's flat out wrong. You need to know about that. And by the way, remember the whole gun debate. Senator Heidi Heitkamp voted the right way against Harry Reid there. Why? Her phones melted. She heard from you, North Dakotans. So you get in the game, Roger. Good point. Sue and Minot, John and Grand Forks, Ron and Bismarck. Sue, you're next. Go ahead.
Hi. Hey, I have a point on the Newtown issue with Pledge of Allegiance. I haven't really heard where they've specifically said that it's the two words under God that are the problem, but it sounds like that's what it is. Freedom of speech is great, but this all started last year when the child was in kindergarten. And I would like to know what kindergarten child actually knows about freedom of speech and all that kind of stuff, and whose idea was it for him to sit down back in kindergarten even?
I think I know the answer to that. I think it's the dad, who's a self-described free thinker, and by the way, and all these free thinkers, which I think are really poorly named, are jumping on this bandwagon.
Yeah, it's a sad situation.
It is. I mean, you're right. It's a six-year-old little boy.
Yeah.
He's not up to speed on the First Amendment and free speech. You're exactly right. This is the parents, you know, using this little boy for their own political agenda.
That's it, exactly. They're using their child, and that's what makes me sad.
No, it is. You're right to be sad. I'm with you, Sue. Appreciate the call. John, Grand Forks on AM 1100 The Flag. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I had the same question that Gail had. But, you know, we've been tepid at war going all the way back to Korea. But we are this vote yesterday, very, very tepid. And it's been going on now through this administration. But I'm going to put my tin hat on to your thoughts on me. But I start getting this feeling that vote that went on and what we're going to do right now is extremely dangerous. And for me, looking back at history, I'm seeing signs of World War One scenarios. I mean, we get involved in there, and that blows up in our face. And you got Iran, you got Russia looking at Ukraine, maybe Poland. You got North Korea, you got China. That's always, well, it's been poking around lately, and always had its eyes on Taiwan. And you know, all of a sudden, things could absolutely explode in a very short time because of our tepidness.
So what's tepid? I'm curious what you are. I'm looking at the bill that passed the House last night, was put on as part of the continuing resolution, but Congressman Kramer said it includes much more greater accountability and transparency than the president requested. His request is too open-ended. The amendment we approved today is much more strict. It specifically authorizes the president to allow the training and equipping of moderate Syrian forces and provides additional oversight, requiring the administration to submit detailed progress reports, implement procedures to monitor the effort closely. We've also have specific language in the amendment to make it clear no additional funding is authorized, and this is not considered an authorization to use military force. The president, most of Congress, believe he has had that authority as an extension of the 2001 and 2002 authorizations in the War on Terror, and a reprogramming request to utilize current funding can be made. So is that what's too tepid in your view?
Well, we're going to supply arms to probably the best of the worst. And
what do you want? Well, what would be a better approach than what you call tepid?
Well, you know, I don't know anymore. You know, I
am with you, though. We got to get tough. We absolutely got to get tough, John. Appreciate the call. Ron and Bismarck next. And Doug Goin, North Dakota Ag Commissioner, coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Christmas time in New York City is magical. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hinnon, host of What's on Your Mind on this very radio station. Honored to be hosting with the North Dakota Farm Bureau a trip to New York City at Christmas time. This is four nights in Manhattan at the Belvedere Hotel. This is four breakfasts, two dinners, a professional tour director, round trip, airfare, everything's included. Most especially, every sight you need to see in New York City. The tour is amazing. A Broadway show that'll dazzle you. The Rockettes Holiday Show at Radio City Musical. I've seen it before. You can't even believe it. Since the first version in 1933, the show is a New York City Christmas tradition featuring over 140 performers. Absolutely fantastic. Hurry, space is limited. Book your seats now for a New York City Christmas with yours truly, Scott Hanna, my wife Maria, and a whole host of good folks in North Dakota. Sponsored by the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Go to ndfb.org right now, but hurry, ndfb.org.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew, Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Before the top of the hour, brought to you today in part by our friends at MyPillow. Before the end of the hour, Todd and I are going to rave about our pillows, just to warn you. And we'll update you on the pillow fight he's having with his wife, too, so stay tuned for that. Coming up on the program. Also want to tell you about that trip to New York City. Can hardly wait. I'm just looking at the calendar, and, you know, you don't really want the calendar to flip this time of year. You know, you want to soak in this nice fall weather. But I have to admit, I am kind of looking forward to December and going with a bunch of North Dakotans to New York City for 4 nights, December the 7th. If you haven't taken the time to check that trip out yet, please do. Love to have you. Doug Goring in just a moment, our Ag Commissioner. But first, Ron and Bismarck's waiting to weigh in here on 550K Fire. Thanks for listening, Ron.
You betcha. You say on this ISIS or ISIL and what they're doing over there, I've been yelling and screaming about revisionist history for such a long, long, long time, including when Kirsten Baszler got the nod from the Republican convention to run for DPI. I sat face-to-face with her about revisionist history. On this, why did Thomas Jefferson have a Quran in the White House?
Are you going to answer it for us?
Well, I just wanted to know if anybody had an answer.
The Muslims at that time were
capturing our trade ships and holding for ransom our people and our goods to the tune of $1.5 million a year. So he ordered the Quran. He read and saw what they were doing, why they were doing. He then formed the Marine Corps of the United States of America, sent them over, they quashed the insurrection, they came back, our trade ships were no longer being held hostage. Why aren't we having the courage to tromp on them and get this thing taken care of?
Interesting, I'd never heard that story. You're saying the genesis of the creation of the Marine Corps was in anticipation of a need for a defense against what believers of the Quran held. Never heard that.
Not anticipation.
Is that what you just told us?
Not anticipation of, but because it was already happening, and they went over and tromped on him. You see why the Marine Corps talks about Montezuma and what's the other one that they say, Shores of? They went over and stomped on him, and it took care of it. They stopped capturing our ships and our people, and there went the ransom they were asking for at that time.
Interesting. Well, that's worth digging into at some point, Ron. Anything where I can learn more about the Marines and their history, I'd love it. But I'm with you on the greater issue of get in the game. By the way, two breaking stories that we wanted to share with you quickly. Fargo police have announced an arrest in the assault in West Acres, at West Acres in the parking lot, if you remember that, where there was someone on the loose after a horrific assault there. And also Microsoft has announced today that they previously were reducing jobs nationally. Now that's hitting Fargo as well. Don't worry too much for those folks because, Lord knows, our unemployment rate's about zero. So no big worries there. But, you know, it's never fun to get that pink slip, and certainly We'll keep those folks in our thoughts and prayers, but the two stories that have broke, we'll dig into details as we go throughout the program. Next hour, Senator Rich Wardner will join us in more on the controversy over Senator Heidi Heitkamp using a rail study from NDSU that she'd been warned by NDSU not to use concerning flawed statistics about the impact on growers. So we'll talk about that coming up as well and watch your take. Right now, North Dakota's Ag Commissioner Doug Goring joins us on the program. Been a busy guy, so I'm at Big Iron and meeting with some folks internationally, announcing some neat programs and lots of stuff to update us on today on the program. Doug, welcome back. How are you?
Good morning, Todd. Good morning to you.
Now we can hear you. Yeah, sorry, just okay. Didn't hear you at the beginning there. Anyway, welcome. Glad to have you. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. There's been a lot of stuff going on since we spoke last, which was quite a while back. But between the genotyping center that's coming to North Dakota, we rolled out the new egg commodity and export enhancement program last week. A lot of things going on, a lot of things happening. Port of Vancouver, we got that agreement signed. We have that moving forward. You know, it's just taking one bite at a time, and we're making a difference out here, moving the ball forward.
It's an extraordinarily busy place, North Dakota, these days, no question about it. I think we talked to you the day that it was announced that the genotyping center was actually coming here, and I know you were part of the effort to woo the national site selection team on this. Now that it's out, it's happening, it's here, and you were successful in recruiting them here along with a lot of other good folks, what do you see as the biggest impact on North Dakota once this center's up and running?
Well, I see some really good things coming out of this, you know, thanks to the vision of the corn growers and looking just beyond what the advantages were for corn, and there are, because you're looking at fast-tracking, rapid test methods for pathogens, plant pathogens, but also this thing can go a step further in looking at food pathogens, food safety issues. This center, this lab, will also be able to move some things forward with respect to animal agriculture. There are areas there that we need to do a lot more in. This will advance research. We'll be able to do some more on behalf of animal agriculture, not only in North Dakota, but across the nation. And two great facilities are going to be hooked with, NDSU, the research center there, the greenhouses, also ARS, the area of, it's the USDA area research center. They're going to be housed there, so they're going to be working in conjunction with them. This is a great public-private partnership. I've also put about $800,000 into my budget for the next biennium that will help them with some operating costs just to get on the ground, get up and going, and move this thing forward. I believe it has a lot of potential for agriculture as a whole, not only in our state or region, but across the entire nation. And we have a nationally renowned system and agricultural research program that already exists here. So hats off to the governor, Senator Hovind, Congressman Kramer. I know they stepped up and did a lot to promote and move this thing forward, and we'll see how it all kind of transpires and what takes place. But that's one great thing that's just happened recently. So is the Ag Commodity Export Enhancement Program. I would say that is a step in the right direction for all of us, and that's going to be the Bank of North Dakota working with our lenders out across the countryside. Our exporters can go to their lender, talk to them about wanting to export, move products into other markets. This will give them the ability to, if they're moving bulk products, for example, corn, wheat, soybeans, barley, flax, they could work with their local lender who would go to the Bank of North Dakota. The Bank of North Dakota would then work with them underwriting it, going to the Export-Import Bank, U.S. Export-Import Bank, buy the insurance, offer the money, which would then expand more opportunities for exports, but it improves working capital right on the ground, because instead of waiting 6, 8, or 12 weeks before you get paid, you could get paid immediately, 98%, for example, on the bulk products, and it minimizes your risk as an exporter. You get the dollars back right away, so you can continue to work and move more products, get more stuff out. If you're looking at value-added products, let's say you're the state mill and elevator, and you're going to buy wheat, you're going to turn around and you're going to make flour out of it and export that, you can get up to 92% of that that money back right away, and that helps alleviate some of your concerns with working capital. Gives us the ability to move product into markets much quicker. You're going to be working with your buyer overseas to get all this done, and there's a process. But the good news is it's not a daunting task. It's fairly easy. You just need to start with your local lender, go through the Bank of North Dakota, work with the Export-Import U.S. Bank, and should be able to make a difference. And working with the Port of Vancouver also to help alleviate some pressure, get some more product out of the state. BNSF is making some headway in getting product moved. We're still concerned about the product we have sitting in our elevators now, but it's in the 2013 crop. But we're making making some improvements there, and we do have the 2014 crop coming on, and that has a lot of people concerned because we're trying to get that crop out the field, and we need harvesters. So if you know of anybody out there that has a combine sitting around, need to put it to work, we got a lot of customers for you.
Doug Goring is our guest, North Dakota's Ag Commissioner. By the way, he'll be on the November ballot looking for another four-year term at this post. If you have a question or comment for him, welcome here on the program, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. One other follow-up on this Ag Commodity Export Enhancement Program. I know that you met with a lot of folks internationally interested in buying North Dakota products at Big Iron. Break this down for me. What does this mean for North Dakota growers?
This should be their ability to move products much easier than we had in the past. There's always some anxiety and apprehension because when you step out and you start exporting products, one of the things you're going to run into is you could wait anywhere from 3 to 6 months before you get paid. And people get a little leery. In this situation, the bank is buying the insurance to cover what they're paying you for your commodity. You are going to have to wait if you're moving a bulk product for that last 2% to come in as soon as the transaction is done. But U.S. Export-Import Bank is vetting this. They're doing all the legwork on the other side. They know who the buyers are. They aren't going to approve anything until they know you have a legitimate good buyer to begin with. But it does open up some opportunities and allow us to start moving product much easier. But then on top of that, it takes the risk out of it for our exporters, and it gets money into their pocket right away so they can continue to keep moving forward, moving more product, buying more product, or marketing their own product and getting out there. So it's going to make a difference. It's going to make a big difference.
I want to ask you, too, about the pollinator plan. I know that there's been concern about the EPA and what they do, and this plan will keep the feds at bay. But in a minute or less, can you give me an update on that?
Yeah. A couple years ago, we sat down with the ag community to start addressing issues on pollinators in North Dakota because we're the largest honey producer in the nation and have the largest amount of hives in the nation. One of the things that we saw was EPA was going to look at developing a national regulation that would be imposed upon agriculture. We circumvented that by getting together and developing best management practices. EPA, about 3 weeks ago, came around and finally said, you know what, we like what you've developed. We want all the states in the nation to look at adopting this pollinator plan for use. We're going to go back through it. It's a working document. We're going to enhance it. We're going to use it to make sure we enhance communications, that we get out there and put some things in place that really work for everybody, for agriculture, for the bee industry, for the beekeepers. And we save those pollinators for pollination services down south.
Sounds good. Doug, thanks for the update. Appreciate your access. You're with us a lot. We appreciate it. Doug Goring, North Coast Ag Commissioner, our guest on What's on Your Mind. 16 before the top of the hour. More coming up. What's on your mind?
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council is excited to be hosting a number of international trade teams this fall. These teams consist of the top wholesalers, traders, and buyers of U.S. soybeans from Southeast Asia. A primary goal of these visits is to build and expand relationships between these trade industry leaders and North Dakota soybean farmers. Hosting these trade teams provides the ideal opportunity to showcase the quality of North Dakota soybeans and the producers who grow them. Because of the relationships that are developed through these trade team visits, the buyers know that our soybeans are of good quality and produced by people they know and trust. They consider this factor when making purchasing decisions. Increasing demand for soy in overseas markets continues to be a high priority for the North Dakota Soybean Council. For more information about our international marketing efforts, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
My friends at PetroServe USA are helping America fuel better by connecting North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields. I don't leave town without filling up at PetroServe USA. It's the place with choice at the pump, including the new E15 choice as well. And PetroServe USA is a great place to fill up, too. Not just your tank, your stomach, with the 4-for-4 deal every single day. Hot stuff personal pan pizza, 2 cookies of your choice, and a 20-ounce soda or a coffee. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, it's a great way to go. 4-for-4 every single day at PetroServe USA. Here's some great specials good all month long. Bag of Bugles, only 99 cents. The Giant Seed Shippers, $1.39. The Mars Standard Bars, 3 for $1. Love those Jack Links 1-ounce sticks. They're only $1.09. Same thing with all the person's candy bars, like the Salted Nut Roll. Gotta love those. And the Deli Express, $2.99 to $3.59. Your choice of a quarter pounder, cheeseburger, Big Chuck, Cattleman, 100% beef. They're fantastic. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Tell them Scott sent you.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
What's on your mind? Show's yours. 800-228-0550. Remind me to read this email from Cranky Roger. I've got to get that in here because he's a little chagrined about my... Well, yeah, I probably shouldn't say that, huh? But he just comes across as the crankiest. This guy sits up in Minot. He's just cranky. He's every day.
Oh, that guy, yeah. Yeah, he is cranky. Yeah. Never mind. Call him Cranky
Roger.
Yeah,
okay.
He is cranky, yeah.
Is that okay? All right, yeah. And, you know, Cranky Roger, we don't care. If you're kind Roger, if you're Cranky Roger, everybody's opinions are welcome here. So I'm not trying to dissuade you from, you know, weighing in with your opinions, but I'm just going to call a spade, and you're a little cranky. Anyway, so I got to get to him, and, well, let me, before we talk about our pillows, let's take some of the calls that came in during the break here.
As far as these ISILs or whatever you want to call them, I call them ASILs, but
yeah.
As far as them coming over here and chopping people's heads off, they don't like to fight people that can shoot back at them. And as far as them coming here, I think once they started to chop someone's head off, their brains would be scattered all over the street. And they take off running with their tails between their legs. But until our government takes all of our guns away, I don't think we'll have to worry about them too much. But once they take all of our guns away, then they might come over and try and do it. But they don't like to go after people that can defend themselves. That's what I got to say about the ice holes.
He had a little slip of the tongue there on ice hole, I think, Todd. I don't know that he meant to. Never mind. Anyway.
Don't go there.
Yeah, exactly.
You just leave it alone. You had to call attention to it. There you go.
Yeah. Anyway, I think what he's saying is the reason they're going after Australia and planning to behead people randomly on the streets is because Australia won't defend themselves, maybe. But you know what? Look, if that wasn't a trial run to take it here, I don't know what was. That's absolutely what that was. Here's another comment.
I'll vote for completely closing the borders. It's ridiculous that our borders are wide open. We're letting everybody in that wants to come in. No, we got to close these borders, seal them up, only let people in that go through their due process of becoming a citizen, and keep some of these terrorists out of here. If they formed in Australia, if they're going to be doing it here, we probably already have the homegrown terrorists here that are thinking about doing the same thing. Keep some of these outsiders out. Maybe it'll slow it down a little bit. That's just my opinion.
Love your opinions. That's what we're here for. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. MyPillow. Yes, MyPillow. We're talking the one I sleep on every single night, the one I slept on last night. Slept like a baby, by the way. Is the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation. Why? Because it's unbelievable. And right now, for listeners of What's On Your Mind, you get the 2-for-1 original classic pillow. In other words, you buy one, you get one. It's 50% off. And all you have to do is go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code SCOTT, or call them at 800-506-9028. These pillows are flying off the shelves, folks. Flying off the shelves. It's unbelievable what they're doing. You know why? Well, I don't know
they're
if it's
great.
The 10-year warranty. I don't know. Yeah, they're great. You sleep better. I don't know if it's that they stay cool, you don't toss and turn. I don't know if it's a 60-night money-back guarantee that you have nothing to lose, or the patented interlocking fill that adjusts any sleep position. I don't know. I just know it's fabulous. Nothing short of fabulous. It really is. So check it out. MyPillow.com. Or what's the telephone number, Todd?
You haven't had to call it. See, I had to call it to order a couple more. What do you think Carrie's going to get for Christmas again, too? 1-800-506-9028. That way she doesn't have to try to steal my pillow. 1-800-506-9028, promo code SCOTT.
And our telephone number is 800-228-0550. More of your calls.
On this deal with this young child not wanting to stand up and do the Pledge of Allegiance, I believe that the rules of the school and the rules of their state and the rules of our society should prevail. I mean, he should be either doing it or he should leave the school, one of the two. This is just, there's no end to this kind of crap all the time, and I don't understand it. If you don't like this country, leave it. And as far as Heidi Heitkamp, the fact that she lied, that surprises anybody? Look at her. Check back into her history. She's a Democrat. That says it all right there.
Well, here, I don't think you're going to advance your cause by saying Democrats lie, right? I mean, can you find examples of Democrats lying? Absolutely. But I think people require a little more detail than that. In this case, like I say, I believe this is as close to a political scandal that Heidi Heitkamp's faced as senator. I really do. You know, there were some campaign finance things that were a little questionable during the campaign. But as senator, this is smelly. This is repeatedly using a study that you were warned not to use. It's a little smelly. Yeah, it is. But, I mean, again, I don't want to get on the radio and say Heidi Heitkamp lied. I think it's better for people to look at the facts. Go to sayanythingblog.com, take a look at the story, and decide for yourself. Anyway, here's another comment that came in off the air.
I'm calling about the Ebola thing. I would like to have them, the millions of people in Africa, build their own treatment centers. Yeah. I'm sure they have architects and construction workers that can build their own. They don't need our boys to go over there and show them how. So keep our boys at home. Keep Ebola in Africa. And my comment on Adrian Peterson.
We're going to have to save AP because it's an AP-free day. But great comments. Thanks for listening. More coming up.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
One thing I really enjoy about pheasant hunting is it's an active sport. If you're serious about pheasant hunting, you're going to be out there working for the birds. The gear that's available today is going to make your hunt just that much more enjoyable. Watching my own dog work, being out there with my friends, congratulating a buddy on a good shot, those are all things that I really like about upland hunting. I'm Judd Geese, and I'm an upland hunting expert at Shields.
Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
According to a Kaiser Family Foundation study, North Dakotans pay hundreds of dollars more each year for prescription drugs than consumers in other states. We're the only state that prohibits retailers like Target, Walgreens, and Walmart from hiring licensed pharmacists and offering hundreds of commonly prescribed prescriptions for just $4 a month. Let's cut the cost of prescription drugs. Vote yes on Measure 7.
Paid for by North Dakotans for lower pharmacy prices. Lisa J. Carlson, Treasurer.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.